when she and her mistress played, it was always sharp and hard and rough. The smack of a wooden ruler or a leather belt, fingers or toys mercilessly diving in and out of her, pulled hair, ropes pulled tight. This, though, this lightest of touches scampering up and down her body, she wasn't used to this. "Just relax," Mistress said. "Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Easy now, lovely. Close your eyes. Good girl. Good girl." Satin-gloved hand, four fingers, stroked quickly across the side of her stomach. She started. A sharp, quick inhale as she shot upright against the plush recliner. "Something wrong, baby doll?" Mistress said, and Emma could hear the smile in her beloved's voice.
"No, mistress." "Well, yes, mistress. It just did tickle."
"Yes, exactly, my love," said Mistress. She climbed into the recliner, standing on her knees, straddling Emma's lap. Their lips met. The kiss was calm, soft. Emma's eyes fluttered open and fell on Mistress's smile. She smiled back, nervously. Both hands rushed to Emma's ribs for a moment, drawing a little squeak from the girl. Her eyes were wide, her nostrils flared, her lips barely parted from the shock of sensation. She watched with horror as Mistress's mouth cracked open into a wide smile, white teeth behind red lipstick. Mistress started to tickle her in earnest, from her ribs to below her breasts, to her stomach, under her arms, between her thighs. Emma squirmed and writhed and shouted. Her hips bucked as she tried to escape from the relentless, breathtaking touch of Mistress's fingers. Her arms and legs flailed wildly.
"Shh, shh,"
said Mistress. She caught Emma's arms and pinned both her wrists to the backrest of the chair. She shifted her position and slid her cunt up against her lover's. Emma sighed, a soft, hot sound, and pressed firmly against her mistress. A hand slid down her belly between her legs, and she felt a satin fingertip circle her clit.
"Yes, yes, mistress, please," she panted.
Mistress laughed and pulled her hand away. Satin fingers danced again up and down Emma's belly, and together they laughed and laughed and laughed until it hurt.